Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello and welcome again to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. We're continuing a very special interview today with our new Acting Camp Executive Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship Camp Good News, Chris Kalau. Chris, we are so glad that you're here with us again today to continue to talk about what you love.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Well, I wanted to pick up where we were talking about last time, that this is your first summer, not in camp ministry. You have a background in camp ministry that goes back, 14 years, but this is your first summer that you have served with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois as our camp director, and you just finished the first summer, but you were sharing with me that you had seen so many children that have come to know the Lord as their Savior. You said about 60-some children that trust in Christ this summer through
camp?
We
did. We actually had 61 children out of our 251 campers that came. 61 trusted Christ as their Savior.
Oh, that's awesome. And you also had a special guest this summer too, didn't you?
We did. Mr. Edwin came out from Kenya. He was our special speaker for most of the summer. Just a wonderful helper he was, and just great that he could minister to the kids in that way.
And so he had that British African
English accent. Loved his accent.
Well, I'm glad you had someone to help you with the ministry this summer as well. Can you share with us, a lot of times people think that, you lead children to Christ and that's wonderful, that's good, that's biblical, that we want to reach children for Christ, but then what after that? That's what our statistics show, that we had 60-some children that made a profession of faith in Christ. Do you have any thoughts or plans on how you want to follow up with those children and continue to reach out to them?
We do, actually. I just created a discipleship kind of book. We're calling it a journey guide is actually what I'm calling it. And it's just kind of a way to help the kids to, it's not a you're saved, see ya, that come back to camp next year, but now what? Now what do you do with your life and how should you be living so that that God is pleased with your life? And so we're sending out a book to them, and we're actually inviting them to a special retreat we're calling the Journey Retreat out at camp, and just having the kids kind of come out, and they get to do some of the fun camp things like normal, but as well we'll be doing classes and lessons and different activities to just strengthen the relationship as we help them grow in Christ and learn more about Him.
Well, that is awesome. So I think this is my 15th year serving as a state director of Child Evangelism Fellowship, and I'm excited because I think this is one of the first times we have actually specifically targeted and not just inviting anyone that wants to come, but inviting those children that made those significant spiritual decisions out at camp, and we want to follow them up and help them in their relationship and their walk with the Lord. So that is wonderful. Do you have any other thoughts about how we can continue to help the camp ministry, not just to be a summer thing, but to be a year-round ministry?
We are. We're actually with our website at campgoodnewsisle.org. We're doing a lot of different things on there that include some devotions and discipleship and just kind of reading through the Bible and different lessons on there for the kids, as well as I'm actually working on, and it's probably going to take me a couple years, but trying to figure out how to create an iPad or an iPhone, iPod app where the kids can actually download the Camp Good News app and get different lessons and different activities that they can do there at home or even at school and stuff, and even just, having that how to witness to somebody or how to share Jesus with somebody on there so they can take that and go right to their friends at lunchtime or milk break or whatever and just have that opportunity to witness right then and there.
So they have Camp Good News on their iPhone or
that
their,
is
on
the
their
goal,
iPad.
Yes.
And I have to learn all these technical words because I don't even know always what I'm talking about. But that's great. So it's at the touch of their hand, they can share the good news that they learned at Camp Good News year-round. That's awesome. What about other ministry programs out at camp? Do you have any thoughts about that for the children specifically?
We do. We have we'd offer a lot of different retreats and different things out at camp. I know we're doing an archery good news club coming up here September 23rd through October 28th. They're on Tuesday nights. And we have a chance where I get to teach the kids a lesson called Guard Your Hearts. And we'll be doing that every night. And then after they're done with lesson time, they get to go and they get to actually learn how to do archery. And just an amazing good news club program that is just exceptional. Even before the kids can shoot their arrows, they have to say the verse that they memorized for the night and get to do that. And so that's an excellent, excellent thing. We're also doing kind of a father-son retreat called Raising a Modern Day Knight. And this is kind of working with parents and kids on, how God wants them to live. And so that'll be coming up in October 24th and 25th.
And that's for fathers and sons
fathers
specifically?
Fathers and sons, yep.
Okay.
And then we have our Legacy Changers rally in December, as well as our Good News Club rallies that are happening in December. And we can always use more help for that and different volunteers that can come out or even just giving. I know we do like a present time during that. So if people would want to give towards that, that'd be wonderful and just really help us out.
Well, those sounds like just exciting ministries. And then, but you also have, in addition to ministering to children, not just the summer, but year-round through these things that you just mentioned, but you have other things that you do at camp too, don't you?
We do. We have pretty much a retreat almost every weekend. And a lot of these are church groups or youth groups that come in, but some of these are our retreats that we kind of put out. I know one of them coming up here on October 3rd and 4th is our Pinterest retreat, which is for ladies ages 16 and up.
Now, what was the word that you just said?
Pinterest.
What does that mean?
It is
now?
An online social kind of networking thing where people can pin different ideas and craft ideas or cooking ideas and stuff. And so we're having a retreat because if you're anything like my wife, you spend all your time pinning and you never get any time to actually do some of the crafts or some of the recipes and stuff. And so we're inviting ladies to come out and just craft for the weekend. As well, if they want to learn some new stuff, we'll have 6 different classes that they can take during the retreat to learn more about it. I know my mother-in-law is doing a quilting one. A very good friend of mine is teaching how to make cupcakes and decorate them. And we even have a good friend from my past camp that's going to teach extreme couponing and how to save lots of money at the store. And so that's coming up on October 3rd and 4th. And just kind of a fun, exciting time for the ladies.
I think I spend too much time behind my desk and on the email and the cell phone because I haven't got to anything about pinning. So I didn't know anything about it. So, well, you know what? You strike me from the very moment when I first met you and then our board and our camp committee, they interviewed you. You are a creative turn of a guy, and you are just full of all kinds of ideas And I mean, you want to do things better. You want to do things more effectively, but you also want to have fun too.
Yes. Oh, I love to have fun.
I guess we wouldn't know that from talking to you or knowing you. But share with us some of, just even futuristic ideas and plans and where you feel like the Lord may, want to take the camp ministry in years to come.
Absolutely. Oh, we have just a wonderful campgrounds out there and just different things I'd love to add to it and some neat things. I know this year we added in our Gaga ball pit. And
The
Gaga ball pit.
Okay.
Yes. And it's kind of like a dodgeball inside a corral almost. And it is, it's a very fast-paced game, and the kids love it. There were very few times we actually saw the pit empty this summer. And so it was packed almost from morning to night until they had to go in.
Well, I can actually testify because I have a 9-year-old son, and as soon as you put that thing up, he was in there, and that is what he wanted to do because he loves dodgeball. I still don't understand the rules, but that's okay. But I don't need to understand. But I just know that the kids are having fun.
Mm-hmm. It is a blast. And so just adding little things like that to the camp, just kind of help make it even more fun, a little bit better. I know with those lovely hillsides that we have, I know the kids don't like climbing up the stairs, but we've talked about even putting in some kind of tube slide or something to go down the stairs just to make getting down to the bottom a little bit faster and a little more fun. I know if you've ever done the zip line out at Camp Good News, one of the things everyone hates is the walk back. And so in the future, I would love to see on the other side where you're in the zip line a giant climbing tower with a zip line back over to the dining hall area. And so that way you could just zip across the valley.
Well, I might actually try that again if I don't have to walk back up those stairs.
It would be nice, yeah.
What do the kids say when they come out to camp? Did you hear any comments like this is a cool place or this is so fun or maybe I just want to stay here all summer? Did you hear anything like that from the children?
We did have one camper that told me that it was towards the beginning of the summer. He said, I kind of miss my mom, but this place is awesome. And I even had – I had a couple parents that were – I think the parents were homesick and missing their kids. I had one mom that emailed me almost every day to just see how her kids were doing. And the boys finally said, can you tell her to stop emailing? We're having a blast. We'll be fine.
Well, I love camp ministry. I mean, I didn't go to Camp Good News when I was younger. I grew up in a different state. But I remember when I went to a church camp and my parents dropped me off and I just had a blast all week long. And then they came back to pick me up. And I wanted to see my mom and dad. And I gave them a hug. And then I said, hey, can I stay here all summer? And I guess my mom was almost in tears because she really missed me. But I just wanted to be there the rest
that's
of the right. summer. So, and that's always a good thing when you know when kids are having a great time. You know, a lot of times in camp ministry, we think about the ministry that's directed to and for the children, which it is. But also there's another aspect of ministry that even though we are Child Evangelism Fellowship, but we also utilize and desire to train and equip young people, high school and college age people, because you can't run the camp by yourself.
Oh, no.
And you only have one other full-time staff out there, Brian Cordes, who does an amazing job as our facilities director. And we're so glad the Lord has blessed us with him. But even the two of you can't run the camp by yourself. So you actually need a summer staff, a quality summer staff. So share with us about what that ministry looks like in the life of the young people that – you know, they may come, they may not know anything about camp ministry. So what do you do? How do you help them in training them, but also to have the right heart and the right spirit and the mindset, because they are the ones that are ministering to the children. They are the ones who are sharing the gospel. How does that all work out?
The kids are too old for camp. So when they stop coming to camp at 13, we have the opportunity they can come and work on staff at 13. And we have what is called our CITs, our counselors in training. And these youth get to kind of come. They do different things, whether it's doing dishes or helping in the dining hall. But as well, they each get to spend time with the campers and doing the fun things with the kids and kind of actually getting a chance to talk with them and ministering to them. It's just an incredible opportunity. I know a lot of kids respond to those youth so much better just because they're closer in age and they're like, hey, mm-hmm. you're doing this and you're living for God. You know, tell me why. And they can kind of have that opportunity to share. And so that's our CIT ministry. We also do junior counselors and senior counselors. And these are the guys and girls that are with the kids all the time. I mean, 24/7, you're pretty much with the kids the whole time. And just an opportunity to just share and witness to them and just kind of be their substitute parent for the week. And so it's just super exciting. We need them. We couldn't have camp without any of those kids.
I mean, it's such an important ministry, and also not only because you're equipping them to minister to the children, but also you're equipping them with ministry skills for life.
Yes.
And also they're going to be future parents, you know, and they're also going to be the future leaders of the church. And so it's just amazing how it's a both and ministry, not an either or.
Mm-hmm.
How can we pray for you, Chris? What are some prayer requests that you'd like to share with the listeners, either for yourself personal and for the journey and raising support and, you know, being a missionary, or even for the ministry of Camp Canoes?
Yeah. There's a lot of things we do out at camp, but I think one of the most important is the kids. The kids that were there this summer, just praying for them, the decisions that they made, that they will live how God wants them to live. We pray especially for a lot of the kids that came out to camp from a harder home life, that as they go back, that they are able to share Jesus' love to their family and their friends and just show them what he is and who he is. As well, you know, my family and I, our support as we're raising so that we can be out there and work out there. And all the staff and counselors that were out at camp as they just continue in their lives, that we hope we see them back next summer too.
Well, I think Camp Good News says it all. It's sharing the good news of Jesus Christ so that the generation to come would know the Lord and set their hope in him. And that is what the ministry is all about for Camp Good News, for Child Evangelism Fellowship, and also for telling future generations. Thanks again for listening so the generation to come would set their hope in the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Attention kids ages 7 to 13. Camp Good News will be starting a free 6-week Archery Good News Club September 23rd through October 28th. The club will be held on Tuesday nights from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. This club will be completely free. Kids will be able to learn the 11 steps of archery proficiency, and during club, the children will also learn how to guard their hearts according to God's principles. Did we mention that it's free? Register at campgoodnewsil.org or by calling 444-3255.